Today's lessons is first lesson comes from 2 Thessalonians 3, 6 through 13. Now we command you, beloved, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to keep away from believers who are living in idleness and not according to the tradition that they received from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to imitate us. We were not idle when we were with you, and we did not eat anyone's bread without paying for it. But with toil and labor we worked day and night so that we might not burden any of you. This was not because we do not have the right, but in order to give you an example to imitate. For even when we were with you, we gave you this command. Anyone unwilling to work should not eat, for we hear that some of you are living in idleness, mere busybodies, not doing any work. Not such persons we command and exhort in Lord Jesus Christ do their work quietly and to earn their own living. Brothers and sisters, do not be weary in doing what is right. This is the word of our God. Thanks be to God. Please stand for the reading of the gospel. Today's lesson comes from St. Luke. He looked up and saw rich people putting their gifts into the treasury. He also saw a poor widow woman put in two small copper coins. He said, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of them, for all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in all she has to live on." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Reading from the Hebrew Scriptures, Isaiah the 40th chapter, verses 27 through 31. What sayest thou, O Jacob, and sayest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known, and have you not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, faileth not, and neither is weary? There is no searching of this understanding, for God giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, God increaseth their strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
God, we love you, we thank you, and we appreciate you. We ask now that you would bless these words, that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, for you are our strength and our redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Fly like an eagle. Fly like an eagle. Patience is a virtue that's lacked by most of us. And this saying has been around for as long as I can remember, but it is only recently that I've come to understand somewhat what it really means. As we look at the world in which we live, everybody is in a hurry. There is a spirit of immediacy which we all possess, and it compels us to constantly be on the go. Our lives are filled with quick fixes. Seemingly, we're all driving in the fast lane. Everything must be instant. Instant coffee, instant breakfast, even instant relief. Nobody takes time to wait for anything. We flip a switch and the electricity comes on. The television is operated by a remote control. For those of you who can afford it, you can eat breakfast in New York, lunch in California, and dinner in Japan. Somehow or another, we're caught up in a hurried life, a life in which sometimes we come weary, and our strength sometimes fails us. And we often fall. One of the most essential human needs is a desire to feel a part of the norm. We all desire to keep up with the latest style so that we can be accepted by others. This race has caused many of us to lose sight of the sincere love and care that's needed to help us in this Christian life. We fail to carry out the mission of being the worshiping community that we were created to be. Hence, many of us have fallen from that ark of safety that we were once a part of. We've allowed the cares of this world to take over our lives. Hence, we have become people who are in this world and are of this world. But the words of the text are words of encouragement, which are spoken to a people, according to the writers of the Deuteronomistic history, have allowed the fast life to cause them to stray from their God. It is because of their unfaithfulness that they have been taken captive by the Babylonians and their homeland has been destroyed. Jerusalem, the city where the Spirit of God dwelt in the temple, had been destroyed. But the prophet Isaiah has received a new message. He no longer scolds Israel for her sins, but he speaks words of comfort and hope. He says, comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. For you see, the Persian king Cyrus had defeated the Babylonians, and he was allowing the exiled community to return home. Thus, a process of rebuilding was about to take place. But rebuilding is never easy, whether one is rebuilding a home, a church, a marriage, a nation, a race of people, or a community. For often there is opposition from both within and without. The prophet Isaiah knew this, and he reminded them of the omnipresent and the omnipotent God who was on their side. He wrote, Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, My way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, faileth not, and neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. For he giveth power to the faint, and them that have no might, God increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young shall utterly fall, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The eagle is a popular symbol in the scriptures. It is known for its reputation as the king of the birds, known for its regal presence, known for its dwelling in high places and its freedom, and known for its speed and strength. Biblical writers have even used the eagle to symbolize the strength and the greatness of God. Even though the eagle is classified as a fowl, it is not as easily produced as chickens or other fowls. They are not hatched in a brood. Chickens may be produced in 21 days. It may be ready for market in 8 or 9 weeks. But eagles lay only 1 or 2 eggs, which are incubated by both parents for up to 49 days. The young stay in the nest for as long as up to 130 days before becoming fledglings, and they are fed by both parents. Well, what are you trying to say, Reverend? I'm simply saying that it takes time to produce greatness. Babies are born every moment of every hour of every day. But the W.E.B. Du Boises and the Fannie Lou Hamers and the Frederick Douglasses and the Rosa Parks and the Benjamin Bannekers and the Albert Einsteins and the Eleanor Roosevelts and the Mary McLeod Bethunes, they are born ever so often. An eagle is also a solitary bird. It never flies in flocks. Only one or two of them are seen at a time. And I submit that God is looking for eagles, people who are not afraid to stand or walk or run or even fly alone. God is looking for people who are willing to walk with God, even if it means being misunderstood because of the causes that they believe in or stand for. They believe that deep in their hearts, they know that they're right. God is looking for people who dare to dream dreams and see visions of things that can be, instead of having nightmares of things that cannot be or happen simply because they are afraid to try something new. God is looking for people who are willing to trust and follow God's word, no matter what the cost. God is looking for people who are not constantly in a hurry and looking for a quick fix. Oh, but when we realize our limitations and how weak we are, flying alone can be frightening. But it is during these times that God lets us know that we are never alone. For as the mother eagle watches over her young, so does God take care of us. To be an eagle person is to be a person of power who, like the eagle, knows how to face the storms of life. It is one who can rise above the storms and fly through the calm air above the storm. We cannot run from storms, but we must confront them in the strength of our God. We must stand, though we are being battered by the winds and the rain. No, God has not given us the wings of a dove to fly away and be at rest. Thank God he has given us the wings of an eagle so that we can rise above our storms. A famous story that has been passed down through the black preaching tradition tells of a man who found a strange egg while hiking on a trail. He owned a poultry farm, so he took the egg and placed it in an incubator to be hatched with the other eggs. Much later, the egg produced a strange-looking bird. And even though there was a different air about this bird, the farmer decided that he would raise the strange-looking bird like a chicken, because this was the only kind of bird he knew how to raise. Eventually, because all this bird ever heard were chickens, all he ever saw were chickens, and because all he was ever given to eat was chicken feed, he somehow or another lost his unique air. And the bird began to act like a chicken. And then one day a visitor came to the farm, and while he was walking through the yard, he saw this strange-looking bird. He walked up to the farmer and he asked him, why was there an eagle living among the chickens? The farmer replied, well, he might look like an eagle, but I have raised him to be a chicken. The only life he knows is the life of a chicken, so a chicken is all he ever will be. But then the visitor said, but sir, you cannot callously tamper with the soul of God's creation. God has placed within the bird the seeds of greatness, and you have confined it to the barnyard. However, no creature that God has intended for flying in lofty places is beyond redemption, no matter how long it has been in this barnyard. This bird may have the habits of a chicken, but deep down on the inside, where the environment cannot reach, God has placed the heart and the soul of an eagle. The visitor lifted the eagle and said, God did not create you to be a chicken. God created you to be an eagle. So stretch forth your wings and fly. The eagle took off from the visitor's hand, but the farmer threw some chicken feed on the ground, and the eagle flew right back down to the ground and started eating the feed. The farmer looked at the visitor and said, "I told you, ain't nothing but a chicken." Then at this point, the visitor took the eagle and he climbed to the top of the barn where the eagle could see a little more of the countryside. And behold, that there was a world beyond the barnyard. He told the eagle a second time, "God did not create you to be a chicken, but an eagle. So stretch forth your wings and fly." Again, the bird took off, and again, the farmer threw feed onto the ground, and again, the eagle flew down to the ground. The farmer once again said to the visitor, "I told you, once a chicken, always a chicken." But refusing to accept the farmer's words, the visitor asked the farmer if he could try just one more time. So early the next morning, while it was yet dark, the visitor took the eagle and he started climbing up a high mountain. As he approached the summit, the sun was beginning to break the darkness of the eastern horizon. The visitor pointed the eagle toward the rising sun and he said a third time, "God did not create you to be a chicken. So stretch forth your wings and fly." The rays of the rising sun struck the gleam in the eagle's eye. His body began to tremble, and with one great leap, he flew away toward the dawning of a new day. He neither looked down nor back, but toward the greatness that God had intended. And so it was with our lives. When our souls were held captive by the oppressors and we were the victims of a barnyard existence. Well, I thank God today that a visitor came down from glory who was the Word of God made flesh. And he came to take us to the mountaintop. He told us that we did not have to live in the barnyard of sin and degradation, but we were to live in the high and lofty places. Then one Friday, he bore a cross up a hill called Calvary. And early the third day morning, while it was yet dark, he set our souls eternally free. Therefore today, church, when people try to tell you that all you can be is a chicken, and they try to feed you chicken feed, you can say with the assurance that we are not created to be chickens, but eagles. We can declare that the wait is over. We're running and we are not weary. We are walking and we are not fainting. We can declare our freedom and mount up with wings and fly like eagles and say, whomever God has set free is free indeed. How can you make it, Reverend? How can we do that? I don't know, and all I can tell you is the words of the hymn that says that there is something within me that holdeth the reins. Something within me that banishes all pain. Something within me, no, I cannot explain. All I know is that there is something within. I can tell you that I met God one morning. My soul was feeling bad, heart heavy laden, and I had a bowed down head, but God lifted my burdens, made me so glad, and all I know is that there is something within me. So today I challenge you to fly like an eagle. Don't look back, don't look down, but only look forward to the greatness that God has intended. Amen. Okay.